Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hello, this is Mike Woodring, and I'm speaking with David Chappell about his course Windows Azure, The Big Picture. David Chappell is principal of Chappell & Associates in San Francisco, California. Through his speaking, writing, and consulting, he helps people around the world understand, use, and make better decisions about new technology. David has been the keynote speaker for more than 100 conferences and events on five continents, and his seminars have been attended by tens of thousands of IT leaders, architects, and developers in 45 countries. Hello, David. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here today.
It's my pleasure, Mike. Thanks.
So before we dig into some of the specifics of your course, I wanted to ask you about the big picture component of the title for the course. As someone who's familiar with your work over the past decade or more, I've come to think of you as a master distiller, someone who's adept at helping an audience get their arms around a new technology by identifying, defining, and explaining those key concepts and components that really need to be understood before making technology decisions that may have enterprise-wide implications for one's business. Is that an accurate characterization of this big picture course?
Well, thanks for the implied compliment there, Mike. And yes, I think it is. One thing I would add is that certainly decision makers have to have a big picture view of a technology to make good choices. IT leaders have to grasp this. But also, I think developers and to some degree IT pros, people who do infrastructure work, can also benefit enormously from a big picture view. Being reductionist benefits nobody. Knowing details matters eventually, but up front, I think all of us should start with a big picture.
Excellent. So why should anybody care about Windows Azure in particular or public cloud platforms in general?
That's a couple of reasons. The public cloud gives anybody with a credit card access to enormous, inexpensive computing power. That's a great thing. Two guys with a laptop now have access to a global class data center. That's really wonderful. Public cloud platforms have a lot to offer. They are, in fact, remaking how we do startups, certainly, and other kinds of applications as well. Windows Azure is Microsoft's entry in this space. It's an important space. Microsoft's an important software company. Therefore, the intersection of these two things is also important to anybody who writes software or cares about IT infrastructure.
So what is Windows Azure, and how does it relate to the various as-a-service acronyms such as IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS that are commonly a part of any cloud-related conversation?
That's a good question. And if I ruled the world, I'd pass a law immediately making use of those three acronyms as the definition of cloud computing illegal, because it's a retro way to think about it. Here's the truth. SaaS, Software as a Service, means apps that run in the cloud. Like, gee, Google Apps. Okay, that's a classic SaaS scenario. We're not talking about that. With cloud platforms, there are really two options. There's public cloud platforms, like Windows Azure, like Amazon Web Services, and there are private cloud platforms, which bring some of the cloud technology into your own data center. IaaS and PaaS are two different approaches to essentially running VMs, working with VMs, on both public and private cloud platforms. So Windows Azure, for example, today supports both IaaS and PaaS. The difference is simple. The difference is that IaaS means I go to a website and I say, I want a VM that looks like this. I commonly choose from a list of VM templates or VHDs or whatever, and I get a VM and start paying by the hour. And it's my VM. I've got control over it. I can modify it. I administer it. The alternative, Platform as a Service, PaaS, is similar but different in critical ways. With PaaS, I go to a website, but now I give the platform my app. I don't create VMs explicitly. Rather, I say, platform, here's my app, run my app. And the platform creates the environment for me. It also manages the environment for me. So, Windows Azure began as a pure PaaS platform. It now supports both PaaS and IaaS because both have value.
Very good. So if my company is creating a private cloud, isn't that enough? I mean, should I still be interested in Windows Azure?
I think the answer is yes, and here's why. Private clouds and public clouds use some of the same technology. Both of them, for example, commonly support IaaS, VMs on demand. That's why they're called clouds. And that's a useful thing. But private clouds build on IaaS to let you have a more efficient, more effective data center. Private clouds are all about making your own data center better, with automation, with better management, with more flexible responses to your users, and so on. Public clouds use this similar technology, IaaS, maybe PaaS, and others, but they use it not to make your own data center more effective. No, they use it to give you this almost infinitely available set of on-demand IT resources. So the reasons that you want private clouds and public clouds are different. Similar technology, different benefits. The reality is that most people are going to want both of them.
So is Windows Azure mostly interesting to developers, or should IT infrastructure people also care about it?
Originally, Windows Azure was very much focused on PaaS, and so it was really interesting mostly for developers. Today, however, Azure supports IaaS and a few other things that make it much more useful for IT pros as well. So while I think it has been true for most of Azure's life that it was a developer-centric platform, it's not true anymore. Today, IT pros also, I think, can benefit from understanding what's available in Windows Azure.
Well, thank you very much, David. We're excited about the course, and I know that everyone will enjoy it as much as I have. Again, this is David Chappell's new course, Windows Azure, The Big Picture. Thanks again, David.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.